Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And talk about inspiration. I've got two inspiring. Actually, all my guests are inspiring today, and I am so excited. Of course, I've got Nancy Marks, and she is the owner and CEO of Glass Arts Collective. And, of course, she's living her dream and sharing her passions. Nancy, thank you so much for being here.
I love being here. Thank you for having me on.
You are so welcome. And, of course, Barbara Dowse. And, of course, she is living her passion. This lady loves to teach. And let me just tell you, she is a success mindset coach. And, of course, she teaches you how to discover your greatness in your own self. You don't have to look anywhere else. It's right inside you. So, Barbara Dowse, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
You are so welcome. And of course, we're going to be talking with Alan Edwards. I am so excited about this. You know, all of you, that I have done hair for many years. Well, this guy tops my many years. 56 years of doing hair internationally. And if you have ever known anything about hairstylists and entrepreneurs, Alan Edwards is going to be joining us on our show. And then, of course, November is National Caregivers Month, and we're going to be talking with John Lear and Marie Head. And so that is our show for today. And we've got some incredible, uplifting, inspirational things that we're going to share with you here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, you can download our podcast and listen to anywhere you are in the comforts of your own home or your car. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. And also, you can stream us right here on kvta.com. So again, I love that you are tuning in right now. Our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit. First of all, I want to just tell you, it is the holidays. And of course, it's time to really get out there and get some presents. And Nancy Marks, we're going to talk about her beautiful gift shop. And not only that, if you don't have the time or you don't want to, like, take the time to make something, somebody else has already done that for you. So, Nancy, right?
Yes. It is so exciting with all of the stuff that we have made. And it's all local artists and people associated with the studio. And they're so proud of their work. And they love it when someone else gets excited, too.
Oh, I love that. I love buying somebody else's gift from their heart. They created it. And so, Barbara, isn't that fun?
It is. I love handmade products.
There you go. I love it. Anyways, I want to start our show with something uplifting. And whatever you do, do it your best. Why waste your time? I mean, really, that's what life's about. Whatever you do, you get up in the morning, you make up, you do your hair, make it like it's your best day. And that's what life's all about. So with that, I am excited to talk to Barbara Dowse. And of course, again, she's a success mindset coach, and she teaches us how to be our greatest self. Barbara, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here, Kim. Thank you.
You are welcome. And of course, you are an international success coach, business mentor, inspirational speaker, just so many things. You help so many people, and really, that's your gift. I love that. We were talking, of course, in our group, and we were talking about how you love to teach people. And sometimes we get stuck, and we've been through a couple really hard years now. And of course, your passion is just helping people get unstuck. So talk to us a little bit about you and how you help so many people.
Well, thanks for asking. You know, it's really coming from my own experience of about midlife, you know, and waking up and having some really tragic circumstances in my life happen. And the big question for me was, wow, what's next? How do I get unstuck? I don't even think I was even asking that question initially. It was just, being hit by, you know, the circumstances and forced to make a lot of changes. And we don't like change, Kim. We say we want to change, but change is complicated, as we all know, and it can be a little messy and gooey. It's kind of like that caterpillar moving into the, you know, the cocoon and becoming the transformational butterfly. And that's where I was for a number of years until I discovered some, you know, ways to become unstuck and to start living my life again and thriving again and, you know, and just falling in love with life again. And that's a challenge when we are, you know, experiencing frustration, boredom, apathy, whatever that is that shows up, change, divorce, loss, grief. And, you know, a lot of people think they have to do it alone. And really, once I started seeking outside support or letting support, receiving support, that's when I started to thrive again and start to live more fully.
I love that. And Nancy, you could totally relate to this because you had a successful career in technology, right? And you actually put that all aside and opened the store in 2020. And you're living your passion and helping other people learn theirs, right?
Absolutely. I mean, Barbara is 100%, or actually 120% at least, absolutely correct. It is scary. And there's so many things that happen that tell you, oh, you can't do it. And it's all in your own head.
Right. That is so true. And Barbara, can you agree?
I totally agree. It is all in your own head. You know, we've got mental faculties that we've been gifted with, and most people don't even know what they are or how to use them and how to shift perspective or how to rewire their brains, right? And their programming, because our programming is where we have bought into a story of what our lives look like. And most people are not aiming in the direction of their dreams or even know how to do that.
And that's where you come in. So how do people get unstuck and figure out what's their next in their lives, like Nancy did?
Well, a lot of the time I start with people and just tell them to make a list and fantasize about what are some of their wants in their lives or what are some things that they love to do. For example, I worked with a man whose wife really wanted him to start doing better in his business. And when I spoke with him, I found out that he loved to do jiu-jitsu. And she was not too happy with me that I encouraged him to get back into jiu-jitsu. But once he started doing jiu-jitsu and feeling more confident and more in touch with his body and more centered in his mind, his business started taking off. He started to apply business concepts again because he was tapping into his joy, how to be in your joy. It's to listen to, and, you know, look at the books that you have that you read constantly. And, you know, think about as a child, what were some of the passions that you had? It doesn't mean that because you wanted to be a ballerina that you're going to be one now, but what was it about that inspired you? And if it was, you know, a love of dance, start dancing, start, you know, feeling and raising the experience and the feeling place inside of you to start stepping into confidence and then to really listen, you know, because as you get more excited and then you start to feel better, that can lead to making some decisions. And where most people fall short, Kim, is they're not making committed decisions because they're scared.
So true. So true. And I'm going to kind of come back to Nancy. Nancy, was this like your vision or how did you go from this to that?
It happened pretty quickly. It wasn't something that I had been dreaming of or thinking about, but it was an opportunity that came up and I just decided to take that leap of faith. I believed in myself, even though I had that little part of my head that kept saying, you know, no, you can't, no, you can't, no, you can't. And I didn't want to listen. I really just was like, no one's going to tell me I can't.
Wow.
And it's kind of like when you were a child, you know, don't be afraid to ask. The worst that they can say is no. And that was kind of what I did to myself.
I love that. Don't you, Barbara? Because
that's
really what you teach. Yeah. And,
because...
you know, and you,
Nancy opened up in the middle of a pandemic, okay? And so there was plenty of times that we had actually talked going, okay, but as we are talking now, oh my gosh, it's like on fire. And people, and you could just see, it's like, you know, sometimes, and Barbara, I want you to kind of share the paradigms that tell us, like, this isn't good or whatever, right? You kept going, Nancy. Kudos to you.
Thank you. Congratulations. Yeah. And yeah, and faith, you know, faith is the ability to believe in the impossible and receive the incredible, you know, or to believe in the invisible is the quote from Clarence Smithson. It's the faith is the ability to believe in the invisible, receive the incredible, what the masses think is impossible. And so it's really about the faith within you is to listen to yourself deeply. No matter what the naysayers are saying, no matter what other people are saying to you. I mean, when I first wanted to start speaking, people were saying, you don't want to speak. You don't want to go around and speak on stages. You don't want to have to fly places. You don't want to. And, you know, and I listened to them for quite some time until I had to really protect, you know, myself by who was I going to listen to. You know, our conscious mind, we have the ability to choose. And we can reject and neglect or accept, you know, any thought that comes to us. Our subconscious mind doesn't have the ability to do that. It receives anything that we accept on an emotional level, and it starts playing that, and especially through repetition, if you keep hearing it over and over and over again, you start to buy other people's beliefs.
I love that. And that's really what you would call that burning desire, correct?
Yeah, the burning desire is really when you have something that you emotionalize, right? That it's not just in your thinking mind anymore, but you're embodying it and you're, you know, you're owning it and you're saying, I'm just like Nancy says, I can do it.
Right. I love that. So what are some of the ways that people can create change and manage change that they didn't want?
Well, I tell people to take a 3-foot toss. You know, first of all, it really helps to go after something that you've never done before and challenge yourself to step outside what you already know. I say to people, you probably don't know who you really are until you discover the parts of yourself you haven't yet met. How do you do that? So it's to aim for something. I've mentioned this woman before who was 72 years old who wanted to lose weight, and I challenged her to go out of what she already knew. She knew how to hire a trainer. She knew how to eat well. And then I found out that she really admired Ernestine Shepherd, who's an 86-year-old bodybuilder. And I said, well, why don't you sign up for a bodybuilding competition? And she said, I'm in. And then within 3 months, she lost the weight she wanted to lose because she was at the gym every day at 5 o'clock. She bought her pink fuchsia bikini and started really becoming that person.
Oh my God.
Right? And so, but it was making a decision and really getting excited and knowing that that was, and then you can't just all of a sudden become a bodybuilder. You've just got to get into what I call a 3-foot toss. What's the first milestone that you're going to hit? And when you hit that milestone, then you get more confident, you get the feeling of success, and then you get more inspired, and then people start noticing you and they start saying things to you, and then it's like, okay, what's the next milestone?
I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. Of course, we're here and we're talking with Barbara Dowse. She's an international success coach, business mentor, inspirational speaker. And, of course, Barbara, give out your website.
Well, people can find me, Kim, at www.barbaradoust.com, and that's D-A-O-U-S-T.
There you go. And, of course, we also have Nancy Dillingham Marks, owner of Glass Arts Collective, and that's located in Westlake Village, right across from the Four Seasons. And, Barbara, Nancy, give out your website.
It's www.glassartscollective.com.
There you go. So Barbara, back to you. What is the best time of year to set goals? I mean, we're in November right now. Is it still good?
This is a great time to start setting 2022 goals. You know, there are people, and, you know, making it to the end of 2021 with this, like, let's, you know, finish the year strong. But it's to keep in mind moving forward, not waiting until January and making New Year's resolutions. And then, you know, you go to the gym by February, you're done. It's really now to start thinking and dreaming and fantasizing and aiming in the direction of your dreams and writing, start writing down, you know, some objectives and some goals, and maybe even, you know, be inspired by people that, you know, are leading you in the month of December through just a 4-week program, let's say, to start writing, just to be in the process of writing them down now. Most people, Kim, don't write down their goals, and they let life just unfold. And it's called, in, you know, I call it living by default. And then, you know, by March, you're going, well, you know, what were my goals?
Right, right. And, you know, I think we were talking about this last night, is there are good goals and bad goals. How does that work?
Well, you know, it's really in terms of focusing. And you want your goals to be your goals, not somebody else's goals. Now, if you're working for a company or somebody else's business, you know, then it's really about being in alignment with, like, the goals of the company, because that's, the company is paying you, and that's where you're going to be making your income. And the real thing about goal setting is that if you just aim for a 1%, 2% increase, it's not going to get you to really grow. So the good goals are the ones that are outside the comfort zone, the ones that you really, really want and have been terrified to do. And as we spoke about last night, it's crossing the terror barrier. And we want to trample that terror barrier, which basically is, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway, because unless you get past that terror barrier, you're just going to go back to what's called bondage. And you're going to be stuck in what you already know, and you're going to be in a conditioning and programmed mind and result of what you already know. And you're going to complain about what you already know, saying, I know I have more, I wish I could do more, but not setting the right kind of goal is going to keep you stuck in where you're at.
I love that. I love it. So what's next? Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, I like to talk to people about playing a bigger game, you know, breaking up with that upper limit. And so for me, it's to, especially at this time, you know, with the pandemic, I was speaking a lot just, you know, on live stages. So this year for me, it's to play a bigger game virtually and to grow in on virtual stages. And, you know, that means more global events.
I like that. I like that. And of course, Nancy, what's your next as we're speaking on this?
I'm looking forward to a normal business day.
I love it. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. But you're doing such an incredible job. I love this. Barbara, how do we find out more about you? How do people work with you? And how do we get unstuck and start living for and planning for next year? I love this. I'm so excited.
Well, I have groups, and I have a Thinking into Results program that I take people through, which is a science-based program that combines spirituality and success principles plus business concepts. It's dealing with spirituality, the intellect, and the physical, and combining all three, because that's what our, you know, is the three parts of our personality. And I have groups starting in the new year, and they can go on my website and sign up for a bonus complimentary discovery session with me. If they are interested in, you know, joining my Thinking into Results groups, they'll be starting in mid-January.
I love it. I love it. And again, you know, I just really want to share, sometimes we don't even really know what our next goal is. And, you know, if, you know, I've experienced where you're on that treadmill, you're just the hamster wheel, you're taking care of everything that you're involved in, and you don't have time sometimes to work out of that. And so I suggest you kind of put some time away and aside to just really imagine what you really want your life to look like. Barbara Dallas, you can help people with that. So thank you again.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, and time, Kim, is an interesting excuse for people too, you know. So busyness does not constitute really, you know, targeting the goal. So I worked with somebody on Capitol Hill who was like, I don't have time. I'm too busy. And like 3 weeks later, after sitting down and doing some of the work and thinking things through, she came to me and said, how come I feel like I have more time than ever now?
Right. And you know what? That's busy time. We'll talk about that another time because you made me really aware of that. I love it. So again, thank you so much. And you know what? We are going to take a really quick break. Actually, we're just going to bounce right on over to Nancy. Nancy, I am so excited to bring you on. And of course, Glass Arts Collective. Tell everybody a little bit about your business and, of course, what they can make and, of course, what they can buy in your beautiful store.
Well, we do classes, and they're 2 to 3 hours each, and you are they're technique classes, and you work on specific areas within stained glass, mosaic, and my favorite, a fused glass, which is new to a lot of people. It's where you put pieces together at room temperature, and then at night they go into a kiln and they go into a high temperature and they fuse together. You don't have to be around the heat. It's great. And it comes out being this beautiful piece of glass art. And it's so much fun sharing this passion and watching people come alive with the idea that, oh, there is something I can do. And I just get so excited about it. And then I have a gift shop where we have memberships with our studio for people who know the techniques and want to build their own things. And those people can put things in the gift shop, as well as my instructors and myself. So it's everyone associated with the studio, and all of the artists have their different styles. So the gift shop has a wide range of bowls and platters and plates and art pieces and jewelry and wine stoppers and menorahs, and now we even have our holiday stuff out for Christmas and Hanukkah. Or you can come in and make a menorah of your own, or you can make some holiday ornaments for this season.
Wow. Okay, so Barbara, it's not exciting. Can you hear her passion?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'm already dreaming of it.
As Barbara has said, you really have to kind of envision something. And, you know, I've spent the past 2 years envisioning what a normal day is going to look like, because with COVID, it's like every day has been different. And if people go, well, what was it like last year? And I go, I don't know. It was just COVID. So I am so excited to sort of see that light at the end of the tunnel, and my head spinning with all kinds of exciting things and things I want to accomplish. And I'm really proud of myself for doing what Barbara's saying, which is not to listen to the people who say, oh, well, you know, you haven't been able to make it in the first year or two with any real income, so, you know, maybe you shouldn't continue. No, no, no. I am going to continue, and I'm bringing something very special to the community that I'm really, really proud of.
And kudos to you. And I have to just tell you, if the whole world, okay, half of our businesses were all shut down during this, and you know what? And the people that kept going, that's who's going to win from all of this. First of all, I kudos you also to create a friendly, comfortable, energetic place where our community can go and play and relax and learn. And I know that you do like tons of adult birthday parties, as well as children's. But there's so many experiences, and also all of those artists coming there. And really, I mean, so do they go there and make different things and then they sell them?
Yeah, some of them actually take the things home and they sell them on Etsy or one of the other shops. And some are giving them as gifts. And some people use it in their own day-to-day life. So they have their serving dishes. And there's a mom whose Christmas present to her son was to make a set of dishes for the house. So it's just fascinating, all the different ideas, and I love the fact that I don't have to think at all. I can just be able to provide an environment where you can come in and think about it and make what you want to make. And when people come in and they don't think they have talent, they just thought it'd be fun to try something different, and they find that it's so relaxing.
Right.
And, you know, they walked in stressed out, and they leave laughing and smiling and saying, it's like, wow, That's I can't believe in this 2 hours.
Yeah, I love that. And of course, you're gifting and gifting from the heart, correct?
I want to add to what she's saying, Kim, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I lost my husband and I was grieving and somebody gifted me a pottery class and working with my hands was so healing. It was the one time that I could stop looping. I had PTSD and it's called situational PTSD. And so when I was working with my hands, that's when I could just relax and not think and loop, you know. So mm-hmm. I called it the healing gift of clay. And with what Nancy's talking about with people coming in and for 2 hours that they are just, you know, using their hands and creating. And it's really a very powerful event that people don't realize how powerful mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah, I love that. And Barbara, Nancy, you were saying that you just had a class, an adult birthday class, and they were so happy and fun, and people that even if they didn't want to make something, they were watching other people make it, correct?
Exactly. They just, yeah. And it's not that we've had tons of parties, but every party we've had has just been so successful because people get to come together again. They get to see each other again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we actually have upcoming, we have a team building for a company that have not all been together in 2 years, and they have some new members of the team. So they're all going to get to meet here and have a conversation about life and their jobs and then make something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a holiday party coming up as well, where a group of friends are going to come in and have the holiday party here instead of one of their homes.
Wow, I love that. So yeah. Let me ask you a question. Tell us all the stuff that you have in your for sale in your gift shop.
Oh,
I kind of want to visualize. I saw one of those hearts that I was loving, but I have a passion for bowls. I think bowls are so interesting. And, you know, I just think they hold things. Like you were even saying, you have square ones, round ones, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have tall ones, square ones, round ones, big ones, small ones. We have a large variety, not only of size, but just of different colors, different combinations. So some are more fluid, some are more geometric. So it's just a large variety for size of our studio and how long we've been open of different types of things and platters and plates. And it's just there's so much energy coming off all the color. It's just,
right.
it's just an experience in itself, just coming in and looking around.
Oh yeah, and you were also talking about like wine stops, right? You could personalize a wine stop. What a great gift for that. And also now serving platters. Could you make the serving platter?
Yes, we have different shapes of serving platters that we have molds to make them into, and some are larger, some are smaller. So it kind of doesn't matter what size your family group is or where you're going, there's going to be something that will fit,
mm-hmm.
including Lazy Susan.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And so how long does something like this take if you really want to put your heart in it and make something yourself? Or if you don't, you have these there for people to buy, correct?
Correct. So with making something yourself, you really have to go through several of the technique classes so that you learn the techniques.
Okay.
Our open studio membership is you already know the techniques and then you can make what you want to make.
Okay.
But it would be very difficult to try to manage, you know, a bunch of different people all trying to do very different things and teaching them how to do each of those techniques. So it's kind of start with the classes
mm-hmm.
and become familiar with the techniques, and then it totally varies once you know the techniques on how much you want to make. You can easily make something in an hour, or you can make something in 2 or 3 days, depending on the amount of work you want to customize your piece.
I love it. I love that. And again, we're talking about glassartcollective.com. You're located at 31139 Via Colinas, number 201 in Westlake. And so how do people find you and how do they come in there? Can you tell your hours and all that?
Yeah. So to find out what the classes are, all the scheduling is done online.
Okay.
So that the entire list of all of the classes that are currently being offered, and we do switch them around, is at the thecollective.com mm-hmm. and book a class. And then you can pick the category where you want to do fused glass, stained glass, mosaic. And they're all on there, the pricing, including the number of seats still available. So if you were looking at something, you thought, oh, gee, I'd really like some of my friends to come, you can actually see how many seats are available and pick a date that there's enough space without even having to pick up the phone to call.
Okay, I love it. And, of course, we're talking about stained glass, mosaic, fused, painting on glass. There's so many things, correct?
Correct. And then for the gift shop, it is open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from noon to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're closed on Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, perfect. And can we put some in our newsletter of some pictures of things? And, of course, when you go on your website, you can see everything on there, too, correct?
Well, you can see lots of things. I wouldn't say you see everything.
No.
I have not been the best at putting the entire gift shop up there.
Well, you get new ones all the time, so it's hard to do that. But,
But, yeah, you can see a large variety of the types of things that we're doing. And that just makes it so much fun because, again, I don't have to know it all, and I don't have to be the expert in everything. I am thrilled to have people come in that have their own ideas and desires on what they'd like to do and do it.
I love it. I love it. Barbara, anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, can you buy online?
You can buy online, but it's curbside pickup.
But it's curbside. Okay. Great.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Well, I am so excited. I mean, I know that there's some really great pieces in there that some of my friends will be getting. And I love it. And I love the bright colors, you know, that's what makes it really fun. And I, you know, you can even put them on yourself just for, you know, almost like an art. So either way, great things that you're doing. And of course, Nancy, always a pleasure to have you here. We are going to take, you're so welcome. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Alan and of course, Alan Edwards. And again, stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed, put on my best suit, got in my car, raced like a jet.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, on our line with us is Nancy Marks, owner of Glass Arts Collective. And of course, Barbara Dowse. She's an international success coach and business mentor and inspirational speaker. And of course, I am so excited. We have Alan Edwards, internationally renowned hairstylist, entrepreneur. Alan continues to focus constantly on creating new and exciting hairstyles. In fact, many of us know the Farrah Fawcett, and that was one of the ones that he did. Let me just tell you, it's my honor to have him on my show because you know that I've been doing hair forever, but he's actually been doing it more than ever. So 56 years. And again, this man is so creative. And of course, we're talking about Alan Edwards. Alan, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me on your show.
You are so welcome. And of course, we've got Nancy on and Barbara, and we're going to all talk amongst us. But I am so excited to really just share, of course, about you and, of course, about how you stay passionate after 50 years. You've been doing hair. I mean, you know what's funny? And I could totally relate. We could go on forever because when you do hair, you make people look good, feel good. It's such an inspiration. And that's kind of like what we've been all talking about before you got here, about really keeping that inspiration going. So I'm excited to be sharing with you and what you've done.
Yeah, I've had a great time. You know, I was very lucky. It's sort of like the old saying, being in the right place at the right time. You know, I started in Beverly Hills, and I got lucky, and I met a guy named John Peters. I don't know if people know who he is. He's very famous.
Of course, I do, yes.
He was with Barbara Streisand and produced Star is Born and that whole thing. But John was a phenomenal hairdresser. And I worked in Beverly Hills, and then I met John, and he opened a new salon in Encino with a guy named Paul Cantor. And long story short, we all became partners later. And then I bought John out and took over the whole chain with Paul. And we had Encino, Woodland Hills, and the Beverly Hills salon. And then
right.
It kind of grew from there.
Wow. And so what do you think, and why was your salon so famous?
Well, because being great was very important. And I use that word great, like no matter what you did, no matter what client you did, it had to be a great haircut, a great style, and be the best. And that's how you develop the clientele, and that's, you know, people see it, celebrities saw it, and we had assistants, and we trained everyone who worked. I really didn't hire anybody who didn't train with us and put them on the floor. I didn't hire outside people. Once in a blue moon, but 90% of it was all in-house training. And
right.
So they
had to work up your team,
method.
Basically.
They all blew hair my way. And we ran a tight, strict ship. You know, if you want to work for me, you had to really do it like the corporation said to do it, you know.
Right, right. And so what made you different from top stylists? I mean, there's so many people out there that are doing hair. And, you know, I did some platform work. I know you did a ton of platform work. Was that your passion? You know, I mean, do you feel like, I used to say I didn't even have to think about it. It was a gift from my fingers.
I was a trumpet player and a dancer. And when I got out of high school, I was first trumpet all through school. That's what I was going to do. I was going to perform. And I realized I'm not going to make any money at it. It's just, you know. And so I didn't do anything for like a year. And then I met a guy, went to beauty school, and hairdressing came. See, when I was a boy, I stuttered. I had a really bad stutter. but really bad stutter. I mean, where sometimes I couldn't even say my name. And when I got out of high school, and there were moments, there were lots of times where I didn't stutter. So to be a stutterer, what I did instead of stuttering, everything else I did had to be great. Like I was a really good athlete. I was a really good dancer. I was number one trumpet player. I was the best dancer in school. So I had to compensate for the stuttering by being really good at what I do. So that always carries with me. Like when I got into beauty school, I had to be the best one in beauty school. I mean, was I the best? I don't know. But in my mind, I had to be up there. And that continued. When I met John Peters, I had to be as good as John. So I studied under him. I watched him.
So you're very competitive.
You know, so it's a very competitive. And everybody who works for me became, by the way, very competitive.
Right.
That's what's missing in the industry now is this passion of becoming, I keep using the word great, but this greatness to be the best that you could be, the very best. And that drew me Farrah Fawcett. All of a sudden, I turn around, there's Farrah sitting in a salon wanting me to cut her hair. So that's when I created the Farrah for Charlie. Well, it was really before the Charlie's Angels. It was actually for Willa Balsam. But to make a long story short, and we'll talk about more of this. We're talking about us doing a webinar type show. Is the using of Farrah Fawcett to get on television and being able to do that. I did the Regis shows, and what that did, it brought the salons hundreds. The first Regis show I did, he talked about Farrah, and nobody has really ever seen a hairdresser other than maybe Vidal in the 60s on television. So by me going on the Regis show, but I didn't do the Farrah on Regis show. I did what's happening at that moment, the looks I felt that were coming. But doing
that
show brought, we had 300 phone calls. That
really?
Day. Yeah, I mean, it filled up Newport. We had Newport Beach then. It filled Newport long. It filled all the salons full of clients. And every
Isn't
time I went
incredible?
On Regis, I would get at least 100 phone calls. Because I always showed, I had to show new things, new haircuts, new looks.
Right,
long
you were inspiring
hair,
people.
Updos, you know, so, you know, you have to be good. If you're going to be a hairdresser, you have to be good at everything, long hair, short hair, color. You know, I don't get this thing where people just do color.
I only do this or I only do that. No, you need to be rounded, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, all my salons, we didn't specialize. Where my friends at Sassoon, and Jose's and all these salons, they had colorists and they had hair covers. But creatively, I need to come up with the idea for the color, not them. Now, I had assistants who applied color and who shampooed and conditioned and did all that. But we did volume, too. I'd average 15, 20 people a day. So I had one, sometimes two assistants working for me. So I could be creative and come up with new things. And, you know, doing hair as long as I did was phenomenal because we created haircuts. You know,
right.
I created the Farrah. We created scrunching. You know, we created haircuts. You know, we were, that's what was so exciting about that period. Where hairdressers today are not so much into cutting. Where, you know, every client who sits in my chair today, I try to push to change their hair. Must cut it. I don't care if they cut a half inch or they cut it short. I'm pushing to change.
Right.
So
Barbara,
that's how you build a clientele.
I have Barbara on here, Barbara Dallas, and she is a life coach. And, you know, do you hear his greatness? Isn't that what life's all about?
Absolutely. Yeah, congratulations, Alan. And it's kind of like the in the day, how to leverage what, you know, people are doing now on Instagram to get the celebrities and to, you know, connect and get far-reaching results. So, congratulations.
Yeah,
you know, the celebrity thing in the early days, let's go to just the 80s, even 70s, 80s, was very important. People really emulated celebrities like Dorothy Hamill, Farrah, you know, all these, Jennifer Aniston. People loved copying celebrities. And when The Wedge came out, that Sassoon brought out, from the Dorothy Hamill, everybody wanted the res, right? I mean, if you were cutting hair at that period,
yeah.
You were cutting like, you couldn't stop cutting, would you? The people don't do that so often anymore today.
Right. Well, you know? And I think they, like, you were very individual. Even though you were doing a Farrah Fawcett or, you know, a Dorothy Hamill, it was still individual for each person, correct?
Yeah. I mean, my thing wasn't just, you know, cookie cutting a Dorothy Hamill. And I cut different.
Right.
I don't use this. We have our own method. We were the very first salon to ever use texturizing scissors, but I do a full geometric haircut with texturizing scissors. And that's totally different than anybody does that. And during my era of teaching, I was ridiculed all the time. I'm like, that's cheating and blah, 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 you know. And I could cut a wedge as good as the top of the Dell person using texturizing scissors. Because I blunt cut with texturizing scissors, so the hair moves more. And now you
love
mind,
it.
And I don't want to get into the segment about how to cut hair, but it was all about bringing out the bone structure and the face and the texture of her hair. And if it's fine hair, you can't go in and overlay her. You know, it's all this, you know, working with the face, making that woman look better than before she walked in. Just to walk out looking fabulous. I just got a bomb.
Alan, I want to share with you, I want you to share how to deal with ups and downs being a salon owner and how to deal with, you know, your employees or your booth renters. What's your thought on that?
Well, we were never booth renting until now. I mean, now I have a smaller salon. I closed all the bigger ones through the years. But when I had 300 employees, they were all employees. They were percentage people. And we had rules, and it's like I had a rule at one time where you could only wear black, and girls had to wear makeup, and you could never be late, and you can't leave without my permission. And some people fought it, and you can't. The biggest thing is being afraid to fire someone who makes a lot of money.
Right.
And I've done that. I'm not going to admit that I haven't done that. Brentwood had a salon, and this girl Donna. She did 25% of the growth. She did $5,000 a week. But she was this pain in the ass. And I liked her and then wanted to kill her. And then you have to have meetings. You have to sit down and you have to explain your vision to everybody. We had meetings easily every other week with the whole staff.
Yeah.
And everybody had to come. You know.
And Nancy, you're on here too. Nancy, you probably have to deal with that because you are very creative and creative people. Have their own way of doing things, correct?
Correct, yes.
So,
not
everyone
thinks about the business and what it costs to do things and all of that.
Exactly.
So I totally understand what Alan's talking about.
Never stifle people creatively. You know, that was never, it was trying to keep them on track as a professional. Sometimes it's
difficult. And I think there has to be one leader. You know, one leader that is going to make the rules because, you know, again, there's too many people. You know, I know with my salon, you let them be creative, but these are the rules of the salon. And so I love that. Alan, what are you doing now? And I know, and how can people get in touch with you? We're going to have another conversation because we can barely touch what's going on in our world. And I love this. I'm so excited to have you on.
Well, I had, you know, we had up to 8 salons. I even had a salon in Tokyo for 7 years. What I'm doing now is I ended up closing some of the salons because of rent, selling a couple of them because of partnership problems, and then I didn't have anything for a while.
Right.
And then I had an assistant that this we'll talk about another time, that worked for me 2 years. That was so good. I said to her one day, I go, let's you and I open a salon together. And now we have a salon with 8 chairs. It's all rental because you can't figure out how to pay people anymore with all the legal stuff on here. And the people that are working for me, we have 6 hairdressers, and they all trained under me at one time.
There
so
you
they
go.
All
I
know
love
the
it.
Alan Edwards, what I'm about. I don't tell them what they do. They come and go. They do their thing. They pay their rent. But they
and
know
they
to
leave.
Look good every day, to do good work, to focus. We all work together. I brought in 2 guys from the outside. Let me tell you something. I brought in the devil and his son. They were
We're not going to talk about that on there.
Worst humans in the world, and I fired them. I just threw them out. You know,
there you go.
You have to really
research
people.
How do my listeners find you? Can you give out your website?
It's AlanEdwards.com.
Very all right,
simple.
Alan,
and I'm on
such
Facebook.
A pleasure. Yeah, such a pleasure having you on. We're gonna do something else together. I know this is going to be big.
Okay, great. I love it. Thanks.
All right. You got it. You have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, we are going to just roll right into our last guest. November is National Family Caregivers Month, and the Parkinson's family is recognizing the millions of Americans caring for their loved ones living with a chronic conditions like Parkinson's disease. And here with us today are two experts, John Lear, and president and CEO of Parkinson's Foundation, and Marie Head, and partner and primary caregiver for her husband living with Parkinson's for the past decade. Welcome, John and Marie. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Yes.
John, how is Parkinson's Foundation making a difference for caregivers, please?
So thank you for asking. You know, Parkinson's Foundation recognizes November as National Family Caregivers Month. You know, Parkinson's is a disease that affects a million Americans, and, 60 to 70,000 individuals are newly diagnosed each year, which means that often their spouses, their partners, their children, their friends, their neighbors will often find themselves in a new role as a caregiver, a care partner. So during the month of November, we like to acknowledge and celebrate all the great work that they are doing on behalf of their loved ones living with a chronic disease like Parkinson's. We also like to spotlight all the resources that the Parkinson's Foundation has and has developed over the years with input from caregivers and care partners, to help people in their journey with Parkinson's, which is a tough disease. It's a progressive degenerative neurological disease that affects movement and all other areas of the body, including cognition, mental health, GI, sensory. A lot of times people are not prepared to take on a caregiver role, and the Parkinson's Foundation is here to help them along the way.
Yeah, I love that. And, of course, Marie Head, thank you so much for being here. And I understand a decade. Wow. That's a really, really long time. And what are some of the challenges that you can share as a caregiver?
So anytime someone is diagnosed with a chronic illness like Parkinson's, it could just change your life overnight. And so you learn to grow into a caregiver role, and you learn to educate yourself and also be mindful of things that are going on with the person that you're a caregiver to. One of the toughest things that most caregivers forget about is self-care and learning to be a self-caregiver. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, then you can't take care of someone else, right? So that's a really tough that's a tough thing to learn as you're growing into this role as a caregiver. There's caregiver burnout if you're not taking care of yourself, and that occurs a lot of times when people don't get the help they need in caregiving. And also, some folks are afraid to ask for help, and one of the things that I have learned to do is ask for help when I need it from my support.
That's so smart. That is so smart. I remember my grandmother used to say, they take care of the cracked teapot, but the one that's not, sometimes it gets left behind, and I think that would be the caregiver. John, what role does the Parkinson's Foundation play?
Yeah, so the Parkinson's Foundation provides a whole menu, a whole library of resources to people with Parkinson's to people who are caring for somebody with Parkinson's. We host an annual Care Partner Summit where we've collected anecdotes and information from people living with the disease and who are in care partner roles, and we've combined all that information and put it on our website, parkinson.org, and specifically for care partners at parkinson.org/caregiversmonth. If you go to that part of our website, what you'll see is a guidebook titled Caring and Coping, which has been developed over the years with lots of input from caregivers, care partners. And it really is a terrific resource to help people who are now entering or have been in a care partner caregiver role, like what the do's and don'ts are, what the best practices are. Also on our website, you'll find a caregiver's course that we provide free to the community that you can take it at your own leisure. We
have so many great things.
John Lear and Marie Head, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. There is always a brighter side. It sounds like you guys have really reached out, and I really, all my caregivers and anybody that's going through this, please definitely reach out. So again, thank you so much for sharing your information here.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Marie. The best to you, too, and your family. Thank you.
What a great show. Super, super passionate, and I love my guests. And again, if you ever are interested or know somebody that wants to share their story, their business, here on the Kim Pagano Show, please reach out to me, kim@kpshow.org, or call us at 805-419-0008. Barbara Dowse, please, thank you so much for being here. Please give out your information so our listeners can get organized and start setting their goals for next year.
Yes, they can reach me if they go to my website, www.barbaradouse.com, and that's D-A-O-U-S-T.
There you go. And Nancy Marks, owner of Glass Arts Collective. I can't wait to go to your gift shop and either make my own or buy somebody else's. So where do we find you, and how do we get in touch with you?
It's www.glassartscollective.com. And the phone number is 818-318-1462.
And ladies, thank you so much for being a part of the Kim Pagano Show. I love your passion. I love what you're doing for our community. And I love what you're living your own passion. That's what life's all about.
Thank you for having us.
You're so welcome. And of course, I always love to end my show with a moment of happiness and trusting the timing of your life. Really, that's what life's all about. I love what you both are doing. And again, have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.